Good evening. My name is Gary. I'm calling with customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, Gary. I was calling because I have a situation going on. There was a KitchenAid that you all advertised, and it was like $290-something. $297 or $298.
I would have to have your first name and probably a zip code. We are a call center, and what we do is we take calls for over 100 different online vendors. So I have to have your name and a zip code to see which one of those stores actually charged you and what for.
Okay.
Can you spell your first name for me?
P-R-I. No, I'm sorry. Take that back.
Okay.
A-N-N.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. P-R-I?
No, A-N-N.
Okay, A-N-N.
Yeah, G-I-P-S-O-N.
Okay. Okay, did you say that last part again? That was kind of fast.
G-I-P-S-O-N.
Okay. And that is your first name?
Mm-hmm.
Zip
code.
Okay, zip code. May I have your zip code?
70812. 70812. And I noticed that when I did it, it charged me like $8.
I'm trying to figure out
why it charged me $8 when it was actually supposed to be like $3.
May I have your last name, Mel?
The last name is G-I-P-S-O-N. The first name is Ann.
Okay, the first name is Ann. Okay, I think this is probably you. Let me see. For security purposes, you are in Gibson, Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me 1 second while it completes pulling up your file so I can see.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure that out too. Like, what would they charge me? $8.
Okay, give me 1 second. It should pop up in a few seconds. It's kind of slow. What's going on? Okay, you said you bought something for $3?
It was like online, it was saying $2.97 for the KitchenAid.
I see a KitchenAid on December the 29th for $7.95. That one was declined, but I guess on the same day. That same $7.95 did go through for that kitchen. It says KitchenAid. I guess it would be for kitchen, some kind of kitchen appliances.
Mm-hmm.
And that was.
Advertising like for $297. So why is it?
I would have. No, let me see. See if I can pull up their website.
Mm-hmm.
KitchenAid B1. Where are you? Oops.
I think it's called Mega Savings Experience.
Okay, let me see. Kitchen. And see what is this about? KitchenAid prepaid. When did you enter this? Okay. That kitchen set, that looks like, let me see, is this a sweepstakes or what? But I do have to advise you that that KitchenAid for $7.95 is, if you don't cancel within a few days, it will come with a monthly fee of, let me be sure.
But you didn't say nothing about no monthly fee or anything.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to come with one sooner or later. Is that something you would be interested in, or you want to get canceled out?
No, I want to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. Because that will, in a few days, that will come with a fee. I can't see right now if it will be $50 or $40 or $60 or $100.
Mm-mm. I can't. Cancel it, because they don't even much tell you any of that. They like, leave all that out.
Let me get you canceled out. Yes, man. I was wondering what were those fees, but you did it. What was that, today or yesterday? So, yeah, in a few days. Yeah, and about, some of them are 7 days, some of them are 30 days. But, yeah, that would have, out of nowhere, that would have got you with a fee. Let's get you out of this. Do you have something to write with?
Hold on, let me get.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me get a pen right quick.
Yes, ma'am, there's no problem.
Okay, this pen right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that number is C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
2, 6.
Mm-hmm. 3, 5, 8, 4, 1, 6, 7. Okay, let me repeat it back to you. C is in cat. 2,
yes, ma'am.
6, 3, 5, 8, 4, 1, 6, 7.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, and that would be the refund number, or what is that?
That is a cancellation number. When I cancel you out of their campaign, I have to give you a cancellation number. Sometimes they send one to your email, but I just usually ask. And give me 1 second. Let me make sure I got you canceled out of everything, because I don't. I'm sure you don't want to get hit with a fee.
Nothing.
Okay, that was also canceled. Let me make sure. Was this canceled too? Yes, ma'am. You've been canceled out of all of those, because those would come with a monthly fee. And I think it seems from my end, it seems that $8 was like, like a chance to win those, the kitchen knife set or whatever it was, but you didn't actually.
They
whatever
didn't
they
say that it was like a KitchenAid, it was a KitchenAid mixer. They didn't even say nothing about a knife set. So yes.
Okay. Yeah. I think I pulled that mixer up, and that would have came with a $119 monthly fee.
No, man.
Yes, ma'am. So I have you canceled out of that, so you won't be getting that, cause out of nowhere. So that has everything taken care of, ma'am. So you won't be getting those monthly fees, because it would be a lot more than $8.
Okay, so will that go back to my card?
Let's see. They won't let me refund those. It doesn't even have a refund button. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, that company, they offer a 50% refund on those charges. On those charges, what are they for? What are these charges for? $7.95, they offer a 50% refund.
Are they serious, huh?
I'm sorry,
they're
man. I couldn't hear
you. Okay, this is the plan, huh?
Yeah, that's how they kind of do these things. That's why I would advise anybody not to go online.
Well,
or sign.
I know now. I really do. This is my first time doing this, but never again.
Yes, ma'am. That's how they sweepstakes. Either Sam's. You have to watch Sam's, Home Depot. Yeah, I would not fill out anything talking about sweepstakes or entering a prize or winning a prize. That I would not do that.
Okay.
So let's see here. So that would I'm showing they would refund you $3.98 back to your account on both of those it will take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, and thank you very much for, telling me and advising me because, it was like the way they got it set up. They never tell you anything.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I appreciate that very much.
Yes, ma'am. There's no problem.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You have a great day.
You too, dear. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.